We are going to be starting something new in North Dakota, which is the legislature is going to get involved much earlier than we have ever before in the past regarding budget projections.
That's how Grand Forks Republican Senator Ray Holmberg opened the first meeting of the Legislative Revenue Advisory Committee. That committee was originally part of a budget bill. Governor Burgum vetoed that line item, but Holmberg said the legislature had the power to create the committee despite that veto. Normally, the executive branch would issue an official forecast. The legislature would make adjustments to the assumptions as the session went on. But Holmberg said this is a real change in that procedure.
Part of our rationale is, at the end of the day, it is the legislature that blesses or agrees to what the budget numbers are going to be. So the question then is, should we not be involved from the beginning?
This could mean there would be two forecasts, the legislature's and the executive branches. State Budget Director Pam Sharp told the committee she's hoping that in the end, there would be one comprehensive forecast that both branches can rely on. Meanwhile, there was some upbeat news for state revenues.
We actually did have a pretty good month for the month of June.
Sharp gave that news to the Interim Legislative Review Forecasting Committee.
We were $28 million ahead of forecast for the month of June, and primarily most of that was in the sales tax area, of which we were $19 million ahead of forecast.
Sharp says that puts revenue collections for the biennium at $27 million ahead of the revised March revenue forecast.
The good news about that is that $27 million actually goes to our ending balance. So that will give us another $27 million of cushion going into the next biennium.
Sharp said these are preliminary numbers. She said some agencies have not yet reported carryover money they will turn back to the state's general fund. But she did tell the committee there was an unanticipated turnback from the state's Department of Human Services. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.